107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Good Thursday morning. My name is Fransman, and a guy who I haven't seen in, what was it, 3 years, Ruben, right?
Yeah.
Who's your buddy?
Years. This is Justin Organ. He's the main event.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So did we meet or did we talk on the phone?
No, we met here. I came straight here.
Okay, stay close to that mic and tell me your name again.
My name is Justin Organ. I'll be the main event for Saturday night.
Justin, you a fighter yourself?
Yes, I'm a pro fighter. I'm a 4-0 pro fighter.
When was the last time you kicked somebody's ass?
I think it was on March, I believe, in Kearney, Nebraska.
Let me ask you both this, because Ruben, you're a boxer as well, or you were.
Yeah.
If I was to get into it, I would get into it with the intention of never getting my ass kicked. But
that's the style of boxing, man. You want to punch without getting
hit. Find yourself in that situation, though, where you're like, oh my God, this guy's killing me.
Yeah, it's a lot of different styles out there. I mean, if you train hard and do your best, you're gonna do pretty good.
Let me ask you, what is it, Hastings primarily?
No, we stay in the Tri-Cities. This one will be Double R Boxing. We promoted in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. The last show that I talked to, it was Hastings.
So tell me the upcoming events. Like, I'm glad to see you, but tell me why you guys are here. What are you promoting?
We're promoting Heartland Boxing Championship 9 at the Heartland Event Center this Saturday, November 18th. I have Justin Organ here with me. He's the main event. He'll be fighting Ulises Avelino Reyes out of Omaha. Our co-main event is Double R Boxing Zone trained Brandon Diaz versus John Brewer out of Minnesota. He's originally from Jefferson City, Missouri, but he fights out of Minnesota now.
This is Heartland Event Center. Would they put the ring right in the middle?
Right in the middle. Right in the middle. Scoreboard and lights and everything. We got a great entrance that we're working on, a ramp that come down and stuff. So
this doesn't, it's glamour. This is exciting to me, and it reminds me that it's been missing from my life. When I grew up, we might be the same age, the Muhammad Ali era.
Well, that was a little before my time, but I grew up watching it. Mike Tyson was my era.
Yeah. Well, the whole world was watching that. We had less TV channels, and it's been missing in my life for the last 20-something years, boxing. I'm glad to see that this is still alive and happening. You said Saturday at the Heartland Event Center?
Yes, sir. This Saturday, November 18th.
What's the cost to go to something like this?
General admission tickets are $30, and it's first come, first serve, around the dish, the whole bowl. So.
And the people in the front row might get wet with sweat and blood.
Pretty close, yeah.
Maybe.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Justin, who are you fighting on Saturday?
I'm fighting some guy named Ulises Reyes. He's out of Omaha. I don't really know much about him, but I know.
I'll let you know right now that I'm promoting this to be as a pure boxer versus brawler fight, because that's the way Ulises fights. He's a brawler. And Justin's a technician. He'll try and pick you apart and box you.
Beautiful.
So this is basically a boxer versus brawler match.
When you head into a match, like, do you know? Are you hoping I'm gonna win, or do you like I'm gonna win this?
No, well, I go to win. You know, that's my job. I go to win. I go to beat someone up, and I'm excited. You know, this guy's been talking a lot of smack, and he's gonna find out real soon. What I'm about,
Justin. If somebody listening, say a young kid listening, says I want to be a boxer, where do they go in central Nebraska?
Well, there's a couple of gyms around Grand Island, Nebraska. There's a Double R, for example, with Ruben Rodriguez, Double R Boxing. There's also my gym, Oregon's Boxing Club, and there's a couple other gyms in Grand Island, but those are I'd say the top two gyms in Grand Island.
When did you start?
I started boxing when I was about 9 years old. Quit for soccer, but then I came back. And
that's what I wanted to talk about is he's been boxing since he was 9. He was a little kid when I was a pro in the gym. He was a kid that I used to go train with and see him fight. And then same with Ulises. Ulises has been fighting since he was 8 or 9 years old himself. So both guys have accomplished amateur backgrounds, you know. Last time I saw Ulises, he was at National Golden Gloves 2022.
This is exciting. This is Saturday at the Heartland Event Center, Double R Boxing. Is it just one match or is there more than one?
Oh, no. We have 5 pro cards, and then right now we have 8 amateur fights, so total of 13.
13 fights on Saturday.
13 fights, 8 amateurs and 5 pro.
That makes the $30 completely worth it.
Yes, sir.
Waking up with Fransman, one-man party in the morning on the island.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So besides the main event, the co-main event, we have the return of Oliver Rivera. He's been on hiatus for about 3 years, but he's coming back and he's fighting against a tough guy out of Minnesota. He has 3 pro boxing matches. I think he's 2-1. But he also has like 9 cage fights where he's like 6-3. So he's a tough guy. A gentleman out of Kearney named Isaac Gleason. He's making his pro boxing debut against a gentleman out of North Dakota. And then a 7-0 prospect out of Omaha, Adal Gomez, is fighting a gentleman out of Missouri named Zurich Zumwalt that has about 4 pro boxing matches himself. So that's the pro side of the card. That's just the pro side.
This is exciting. Justin, do you box every day?
Yeah, I train every day. But
I would think you should.
Yeah.
Or else you get rusty, you know?
Yeah, I get a little rusty. But no, I'm super excited and I'm super blessed to be able to headline this great card. And
what do you say in closing to a boxer? Do you say, hey, be careful?
You say, hey.
I mean, I do. I'm rooting for
you. Don't get beat up.
You know? Ruben, in your boxing career, this might be a weird question, sadistic maybe. Did you ever really get hurt?
I've been hit so hard. One amateur fight, I got hit at the end of the round, and I thought I had a fat lip. My coach goes, jump around, you won the fight. I won the fight, but this guy cracked me so hard, my head was like, whoa. Yeah, I was like, whoa, you know, I thought I had a fat lip. Things are weird when you're in the ring. You got to train your body.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know what you're getting into.
I could only imagine the adrenaline mixed with the fight or flight. You're on another level.
Oh, yeah.
You become a bit of an animal, right?
Yeah.
You got to try to control that rage.
Back in what I fought an 8-round fight. I can't remember when it was. How long? 2004, 2005. I fought an 8-round fight for the Nebraska state title. I could not walk for a week after an 8-round fight.
Really?
My body was so sore. Yeah, so it takes a toll on you.
I could imagine. Wow. Anyway, this is family fun entertainment. Heartland Event Center, Double R Boxing, this Saturday. How many fights did you say?
Well, we have 8 amateurs scheduled. And from local gyms around here, we got Fortified Boxing, we have Double R Boxing, we have Oregon Boxing, all on the card. But then we also got out of state gyms. We got 15th Round coming from South Dakota. We have Southside Sluggers coming from Wyoming, and we have an Azteca Boxing coming from Greeley, Colorado, my hometown. So,
fantastic! Hey, thanks for stopping in here and let me know about this.
Yeah, no, thank you for having us. Can I give a couple shout outs to our 2 main sponsors?
Of course.
All right, I'd like to thank Boss Snowplow and Grand Island Vapors for their support and always continuing to help us out, put on these shows, because without sponsors, you know, the show's kind of hard to put on.
Do we need to get tickets first or just show up at the Heartland Event Center?
You can get tickets at the door. I know they're going pretty fast. All table seats are sold out.
I also have a couple table seats.
Okay.
You got a couple table seats left. If anybody's interested around the area, just let me know. Justin, Oregon. I have a couple of table ringside tickets still.
How did they contact you?
You can contact me through my phone number. It's 308-218-1957 or through Facebook. I have a couple ringside table seats left.
On Facebook, you're Justin?
Justin, Oregon on Facebook.
Excellent. Guys.
Yeah, well, yep. So, like I said, tables went pretty quick. He has a few left, but yeah,
they're running low.
Really low. But yeah, general admission, you should be able to get at the door, but I heard those are going pretty fast too. So
awesome. Guys, great to see you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Man, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.